Hey, if you love Roll For It, watch the cast live every week on Twitch as we continue the story. That's twitch.tv/rollforitpod.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey everybody, welcome to Roll For It. It's a fast-paced Dungeons & Dragons podcast featuring random monsters and epic adventures.
Each episode we will roll for it, using the dice to randomly select which monster we face out of our list of 100 options. Even our DM won't know what comes next.
But that won't keep the story from progressing. Every monster becomes part of a continuous journey that pushes our characters to grow together as they grow stronger.
We'll be leveling up every episode, so our characters will get very powerful very fast as we approach the final boss.
So whether you're brand new to the game or a true D&D veteran, thank you for tuning in to Roll For It Season 2. We are in episode 9 right now.
Oh my god.
So we are quickly approaching the end. Do you guys want to introduce yourselves to our audience real quick, just in case they're new here?
First off, why are you new and listening to episode 9?
You should know us by now. So picture a turtle, human-sized, and it walks on 2 feet, and it has special magics to heal people. That's Graham Graham. She's a turtle cleric.
Oh, wait, and who's playing Graham Graham?
Do we have to talk about her?
Why do you hate that woman so much?
I'm Colleen. I'm here.
Yeah. My name is Andrew. And I'm playing a Gizrai monk. And that's it. That's all you're going to get. Because you should have known by now.
What's his name?
Oh, Eirik. Sorry.
How do you spell it?
H-E-I-R-A, capital K.
Ooh.
I'm Zula. Imagine a half-orc who fights.
What? No.
Yeah, crazy, right?
Half-orcs don't fight.
I know, they don't.
And who is playing Zula?
Oh, my name is Kendall. Thank you.
She's flipping her hair like 10,000 times.
Yeah, that was a lot of hair flipping that you guys didn't get to see.
It's really windy in here now.
So everybody's level 9, which, Zula, what'd you get new?
You think I'm going to die? Well, I'm not, because I get to re-roll failed saving throws.
Like all of them?
No, just one a day.
I got mass cure wounds.
Wow. Good spell.
I shouldn't say what I get, because now he's plotting against me
already.
Yeah,
I'm like anti-mass cure wounds.
So this is why you've been asking us.
Yeah, what yeah. So what's yours?
Nothing at all. I got the ability to move along vertical surfaces and liquids.
Which is wow. Really cool.
Jesus,
so if there's
now.
Pee-pee on the floor, I'm walking over that shit like nothing.
It's not even, you're not
he
even
never
get
slips.
Wet.
Yeah,
so a lot of bad stuff happened last episode.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
If you guys recall. So let's I not know. Be in such a good mood.
Oh, shit, okay. Let me get into the shitty mood. Huh?
All right. So when we last met, we just went to Lacula Aura, which is the monastery that Eirik is from, the monastery that raised him to become a monk. And it guards this special magical lake, and some weird shit's going on with it. And Zula's half-brother is, like, frozen in time underneath it. So
poor him.
So are all the other guardians, apparently.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. There's more people, too. Yeah. They're
that's
just
crazy.
Not as important
to the story.
But we only
know
story.
Zula's yeah. brother, so that's the only important one yeah. we need to talk about.
Yeah. You're still at the monastery, you're still right next to this lake, and Graham Graham has just had this crazy vision. I would love it if, Graham Graham, you could explain to the others what is going on.
Sit down, children. I've got a long story for you. I was praying, and Eldaith showed me a vision of what happened with this lake. I know the history of it. I know its secrets.
What did you see?
Well, Eldaith has a trickster brother. And he created this lake to be mean to things. There was a lie that you could get eternal youth if you could drink it, and people would come and drink it and get frozen beneath the water, statues. And Eldaith was so upset that she turned the lake into good. She put a statue in the very bottom of it, and then the lake was a good healing place. And that's when your monk friends came and found it and decided to protect it and build their monastery around it. But, Deodora, she was taken in by your master.
Gudok.
Yes, he took her in and she broke his heart. She betrayed your monk friends. She swam to the bottom of the lake and she took the statue away, causing the lake to revert back to its horribleness. We've got to get that idol back. Zula, your brother's down there.
Where is the idol?
Deodora has it.
So every guardian came down here and went into the water?
I don't know how they all got here.
Is there a way to reverse this?
Ilmer pipes up, the monk that you saved that's got one arm and one leg now.
Oh, yeah.
Grumgrum's right. We need to return the idol.
Well, you're not listening.
Sorry. Sorry. I blanked for a moment.
But we've searched, and we've never been able to find Deodora. Hopefully it's not too late for those poor souls at the bottom.
Would it be quite the wake-up call for some of them?
It's getting late. You guys have just had a tough fight with a basilisk that almost left you petrified.
But Gram-Gram's a mother now.
Oh, yeah. Gram-Gram took one of the eggs and is carrying it around.
It's just my rock, if anyone asks.
You guys are offered lodging in the monastery. Erak, you're going to go and talk to the other monks and return Ilmer to them and like, hey, look who I found. This guy with one leg and one arm.
Check it out.
Check out this dude.
The night passes quietly, and Zula, you feel as though you haven't slept a wink. You're just restless. You look over and you see Gram-Gram's fast asleep, and that's when you hear,
I know what you seek.
I'm going to take the eye out of, wait, is it still on my tiara? Yeah, I guess it would still be up there.
Okay.
I'm going to take it off my head. I'm going to look at it and be like, you don't get to talk to me anymore.
I showed you the way before.
Yeah, the way to death.
You seek the idol. I can lead you to D.
Gram-Gram.
No,
Gram-Gram.
No.
I got things to tell you.
We can wait till the morning, be a good girl.
No, this is important.
Don't you wish to save the others?
Don't you wish to save the others?
Sure, I'm very good at saving little boys.
Okay, wake up. I'm just going to hit her shell with the back of my hand.
I don't even feel it.
Zula, let me show you the way.
Okay, fine. I'm gonna be right back.
Are you ready?
Okay, left or right?
Just hold still.
Excuse me?
And then the eye flies out of your hand.
Ooh.
And stabs into your eye socket.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
Yeah, no.
Oh, no.
I want to see someone draw that
one. I hope that
one.
Sounds really, really bad and gross.
Now you're going to have the whispering eye.
Good eyeball. That one was 2020.
Never left alone.
Oh my God. It'd be awful.
You take 31 damage.
Oh my God. Whoa.
That went into the brain a little bit.
This crystal eye stabs into your skull and then spins and you feel it overheating. You feel the pain of burning eyeball.
Jesus Christ.
Do I hear this or am I just out?
You're just sleeping. Oh, God, oh my God.
Gram-Gram, you wake and see this bleeding, staggering half-orc. Her eye is just pouring blood down her arm.
Why did you do this?
I didn't do it.
Oh, come here.
I did it.
You look very bad.
I don't know my eye.
Okay, but shh. Just, I cast Cure Wounds at 4th level. You get 20 HP back.
All right, so Gram-Gram places her hands on your head and just casts this healing magic, and it flows over you. The pain goes away for a while, but you still feel this horrible like heat coming from your eye, and it feels like you're completely blind right now.
Well, I don't think I can get this out.
I don't know. I can't see.
When you take Zula's hand away from her eye, for a moment, you see this crystal glowing eye, and the pupil and the retina are following you around as you look at her face.
This wouldn't be a good time to rub in the fact that you stole this.
I didn't think it would lodge itself into my head, Gram-Gram.
Erak, you come back to see this horrible scene. There's just blood, like, all over the floor and all over Zula and Gram-Gram.
Hey, I just talked. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Whoa.
What's with all the blood? What happened?
It hurt.
the thing she stole launched itself into her skull and is now part of her.
And so we can find Deodora. I didn't think it would do this.
How did it lodge itself into your brain?
It just did it.
I didn't see it happen. I don't know if she did it herself or not.
I swear I did it. You guys know it's talking to me.
I'm worried about her mental health.
Are you ready to go?
It's asking me if we're ready to go.
You want to trust some object that just shoved itself into your head.
It won't shut up if we don't go.
Can you see out of it?
Can I see out of it?
So you take a moment to sort of calibrate yourself here.
Be calibrating.
There's a more human way to say that, but I couldn't think of it.
Enhance.
Yeah.
Enhance.
Your eye is still buffering.
Yes. Downloading the new OS X one.
Yeah. There's still a little bit of pain nipping at the back of your eye socket, and the more you work with it, you actually do have sight out of your left eye.
Yeah, I mean, I can still see. Yeah.
Where is it asking you to go?
I don't know. It's just saying, let's go. And
why?
I'm like,
why does it want to help us?
You hear that?
Excuse me, Mr. Eyeball.
Mr. Eyeball.
What's in it for you?
We're in this together, Zula. What's good for you is good for me.
It's saying that what's good for me, it's good for it. But I don't trust
it
anymore.
Just a last thing.
D is on the surface. We should head there.
The surface of what?
I don't
know.
Could
be on a different plane of existence.
I don't know. I'm just getting more fed up with it.
We'll lead them there, Zula. We're the leader now.
Yeah, let's just go.
We're just following a talking glass thing lodged in Zula's head.
Yeah, we can't even hear it. I don't even know if it's real.
She could just be making it up.
D is this way.
It's approaching like late afternoon now. Oh. By the time you guys get back to the surface and you're exploring Urid City.
Can we pick up the little donkey Durbin man?
Yeah, let's go get Durbin.
So you guys, it's not too far to the way. You stop by Asterix Potions where Durbin's been hanging out. And
just chilling.
Derby!
Yeah. He's just sitting by the fire all comfy, and you show up and he's like, oh. Okay.
You've got a job to do.
He hops up and he follows you guys out. Durbin follows you guys through like a slummy area of town. You reach an alleyway and
just around the corner.
Ooh, a dark alley.
Yeah, apparently it's this dark
alley. Looks very promising.
It's all right. It's not too bad. I'm just like hopping between shadows.
Calm down, young man.
Sorry.
Just, that shadow step, it would be fun just to play with.
Yeah. And now that I can walk on walls.
This is not your Spider-Man training.
Okay. I'm sorry.
You guys step towards the darkness and towards the back of these buildings. And you hear a voice say, halt, from behind you. Ooh. You look over and you see that there's a glowing longbow pointed at you. Declan stands perched on a balcony, and he looks like he was waiting for something. And when he sees the three of you turn towards him, he lowers his bow.
Declan, why are you here?
I'm on a call.
What's your call?
Doing the adventuring work that you left to me. What are you three doing here?
We really need to find Deodora.
Right, Zula. Let's just keep going around corners and alleyways. And
yeah. Listen, it's very vague, okay? It doesn't say much.
What if it's an evil magic item?
It's saying
let
that...
Let Zula be. The trinket is not misleading you.
I knew it.
How do you know about this trinket?
Deodora.
I'm not deep.
It's just hard to believe you right now. I want to, but...
We dated.
Whoa.
It's been a long time. I haven't seen her in 20 years.
Young love.
Well, you seem to really not like Deodora, so I'm wondering why you dated.
It was a long time ago, like I said. When I signed up for the guild, I was young. Vain. Not much different than you, actually.
Rude.
It's true.
You shut up.
I did well. Sometimes I completed two adventures in a day, and I was rewarded with meeting the head of the guild, the first guardian. We both wanted to do big things in the world. She was idealistic and crazy. We had big plans.
Isn't she like a monster? I mean, like with the curse and all, the missing glories and...
I can't explain it. She is afflicted with a curse, but there is good in there somewhere. At least there was. Anyway, our relationship was a secret. I didn't want anyone to think I was only succeeding due to favoritism, and she didn't like people to see her in public anyway. I thought things were going well, but she betrayed me when she betrayed the city 20 years ago. The guardians were gone, except for me. And because I was the only guardian left, I was the primary suspect.
It's very heartbreaking. Do you think she's still in her lair where you would go?
Do things to her.
I can draw you a map.
Do you want to come with us?
No.
But it would save you the time of drawing a map. You could just show us.
I'll draw you a map.
It was a bad breakup.
You follow this map and you guys approach the exterior of a mountainside. It's a nice little drawing on it that shows the mountain, and then it has a big old circle labeled as the entrance. Although when you guys look, it's just mountain.
Mystery mountain. What do you think, Durbin?
Open sesame.
I'm going to inspect it.
You see a big old mountain in front of you.
I want to just start hitting things, like the side of the mountain. Just like...
Just slapping it?
Yeah, I want to just slap that.
Okay.
Slap that slab.
So you can go ahead and make a investigation or perception check as well.
16.
You notice that certain areas of the rock don't feel as cold as others, as if they're not made out of the same material. And then you can find a crease between the two. There's some kind of a man-made wall that's made to look like part of the rock face. And as you point this out to the others, you guys are able to find this little handle that's in the stone. And you pull a latch, and it clicks. A perfect circular entrance begins to slowly rotate and then part in the middle.
Wow.
In this large mechanism into outer space.
Outer space. Thank you, Glass Thing in Zula's head, for telling her how to open it.
Whoa, that was all me.
Oh.
I swear. Oh, okay. You guys don't even believe in this thing.
We did well.
No, I did well.
As this thing starts to open in part ways to a mostly dark interior of this large mountain, it seems like a lot of it's been hollowed out. You hear a lot of noise from inside. You see that through the growing opening in the mountainside, small creatures, their hands, eyes, and mouth are glowing orange. And they even have cracks in their skin, like as if their skin is made of some kind of a molten rock. Mm. They're like the size of halflings, probably, but...
Okay.
A little molten child.
Let's say they're like 6 or 7 years old. And they are working on all these strange contraptions. Now, it doesn't seem like anything has noticed you yet, and you're about 100 feet off from where this opening into the rock face opens into a larger workshop area.
Hello!
Oh my god.
Hello there! Excuse me!
It takes a few of those outbursts to start turning more and more heads from the workshop
Sorry
area.
To interrupt your work! I just have a question.
Oh my god.
And some of them are pushing around wheelbarrows, and other ones are just carrying things, and they all pause and they turn towards you three, and everything's just looking at you in silence.
Oh no.
Hi there. My name's Grulula. You can all call me Gram Gram if you like. But I was wondering if you know of a dear Dora. We would like to speak to her.
They all drop whatever they have in their hands and run further into the workshop.
Oh.
And you begin to hear machinery kick back up again.
Let's approach cautiously.
No, I'm briskly walking.
And I'm just like in the shadow, just going like...
Okay.
And I'm just like, do-do-do.
All right, everybody's taking different approaches. So Zula, you reach the opening first, and you see this interior of this mountain is carved out to make this large... 100-foot-high workshop. And so, like, 50 feet up on either side of you, there are these cannons pointed straight at you.
Oh, great.
Up to each of them is a ladder.
Oh.
On that ladder of each of them is about 20 of these little lava people. These are called magmans.
Magmans.
And as you watch them, one of them climbs into the cannon. Oh. There's another one wearing a hard hat.
This is adorable.
Adorable.
One of them wearing a hard hat turns a knob and points the cannon right at you.
The one In the canon is not wearing a hard hat, though.
No.
Okay.
That would be a waste of a hard hat.
And you hear a shout in a strange language, but you swear it must translate to the word fire. There's a loud explosion, and then I need you to make a dexterity saving throw.
Oh my gosh.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Nat 20, baby.
Oh, shit. One of them is going to shoot out of a cannon and fly straight at Zula. What does critically avoiding this Megman missile look like, do you think?
I would like to just be kind of like cool and nonchalant about it. One of those, you turn sideways and then you make an O with your body.
Very Matrix-y.
So it's headed right for your midsection. And
and I just like...
The thing just flies right past you and it crashes into a shelf and explodes.
Oh, wow.
Into a fiery blaze that sends shrapnel flying all over the place. As you glance around in this room, you see the other one preparing to fire at you as well. God. Now, can you all roll initiative?
Ooh.
Okay, so Zula, you are going to be up first.
Yeah, I want to see what's happening.
Go ahead and make a perception check for an easy scan.
17.
All right, so you glance around, you see a few things of interest. There's a conveyor system working on the floor of the room, and there's empty glass bottles going along the conveyor. There's scaffolding covering all the walls. In the center of the room, sort of towards one side, there's a large water tank that's shaking and glowing a little bit. The last thing you notice is that the cannon on your right is preparing to fire another little magman at you. There's between like 60 to 80 of these things.
Jeez.
In cannons? This workshop.
Oh.
Magmans.
Oh, okay, I was like, fuck.
I want to run towards the water tank thing.
Sure.
But also while yelling, Theodora, are you here, Theodora?
All right, as you yell, one of them jumps in front of you.
I'll just swing the great axe.
Go ahead and make your attack roll.
Oh, nat 20.
That's a hit. We're so good at this. You slice its head in one swift motion, and its head flies across the room like a firework.
And the rest of them are going, ooh, they're into it?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Are they less cute now or more cute?
Fire, fire!
And as soon as you land the killing strike, the body explodes.
Wow.
But you're going to have to make a dexterity throw because you're right next to it.
You're right.
You successfully save, which means you're only going to take 3 of this fire damage as it explodes right next to you. You're going to run through a lot of these guys.
Oh, okay.
Oh, man, she's just going for it.
What are you, not 20?
She got the weighted die.
You definitely split through another one and it explodes, but it also explodes, which means you take 7 damage.
Right. From it. Keep forgetting.
It's bad if you hit, it's bad if you miss.
Like, how do you live your life as a magman? Like, you actually fall over and that's it.
It's over. I'm still going to that water tank. I want to go as far as I can and then surge just to get further as my extra...
Surge!
As my bonus action.
All right, so if you use your action surge, you can make it all the way up to this device.
Let's do it.
Eraka, you're up.
Is it dark in there? Could I move within shadow?
The only light is coming from these creatures that are all over the place and like...
I'm below where the cannons are?
Mm-hmm.
Could I use that shadow step? Fuck it, I'm going to make it to that cannon and try to disable it.
So you can shadow step all the way to the top platform of the cannon.
Okay.
As soon as you step out of the shadows, you've got like one on either side of you getting ready to climb in themselves.
Is there a way to like push them off the platform?
Yeah, you can try and shove them.
17.
So the first one, you spin around and you hit it in the chest and it falls all the way to the floor. Every time you guys hear these explosions, you also hear like a, ooh, They sound like Ewoks now.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw a dart at its throat.
At the one right next to you?
Oh, it's right next. Like, oh, it's right next to me. I thought it was. I'm gonna do it. I don't care.
Go for it.
Shit.
Oh shit.
Dude. Wow.
Throw the dart in its neck from 5 feet away from you, and it just this flame just bursts from its neck. and it explodes towards you. I need you to make a dex saving throw for me.
Hell was in that dart.
Can I use evasion?
Hell yeah, dude.
I'm using all my powers just to get... All
right, so when it goes to explode, you just kick and elbow incoming shrapnel pieces out of the way, and they fly past you. So now you're just up here with the cannon, and there's one magman left in the cannon.
In the cannon?
Yeah. Graham's turn.
I'm going to walk up there. My 30 feet.
You do so.
Peek around the corner.
You step into the workshop. You see this giant water tank, this conveyor system, and a cannon on either side about 50 feet up in the air.
There's a lot going on. I don't like those, though. And I'm going to use Guiding Bolt on the cannon.
So this one's got a magma that's climbing up to hop into the cannon. Down below that is the little like crane opening with the construction hat guy aiming the thing. And then behind that even is a ladder with 15 other magmans on it climbing to get to the top.
I want to destroy the ladder.
So you have to target a creature with it, I think.
I target the top magman on the ladder.
Okay.
Might hit more. It's an 18 for an attack.
Damn.
That's 21 damage. Second level. I shoot it up into the sky and then it like comes down.
When he explodes, this whole ladder actually goes down with him and it falls backwards, completely breaking from the cannon and crashes into the ground. Some of them are crushed underneath the weight and explode.
That was rough.
But as you look around now at the end of your turn, Graham, you see that the one on the right is currently trained on you.
Oh, should have done that one.
Can you make a dexterity saving throw?
Oh, Lord. 9.
So you're going to take 14 fire damage as this magman, you see just this expression of joy as it flies towards you with its arms flailing, and it crashes right into your chest and explodes, and you get knocked backwards off your feet.
I can't get up.
Graham's out for the rest of the match.
That was her defeat.
She's like trying to roll onto her side, you know.
Zula, you're going to be attacked by some surrounding magmans. One of them is actually going to hit you for 7 fire damage. They grab around your ankle and just burn into it. And you have a handprint tatted onto you, basically.
Sick.
Branded.
She's going to keep it.
Cool.
Naughty little babies.
The cannon that Arok is on top of, it spins towards Zula. I'm going to have you, Arok, make a dexterity saving throw. It's about to run into you.
Oh!
You're going to fall over the edge of the structure as the cannon knocks you off your feet.
Slow fall, man. To reduce any fallen damage equal to 5 times my monk level.
Oh. So you're falling 50 feet towards this sea of magmans, and you just slide along the pole and jump over to the side and backflip before you actually land silently onto the ground, surrounded by these magmans, but you take no damage.
You're crazy.
Zula, you're up.
Can I just, like, look around this tank for a second?
Oh, yeah.
22.
So what you see is this large water tank attached to all these different valves that are everywhere. And in the center of this, rigged into this golden plating, there's this pyramid-shaped thing that's like spinning slowly.
Ooh, I want to touch it.
Well, it's inside this glass. So
I want to break it.
Okay.
So you swing with all your might and you bounce off of the glass.
Ooh. How dare this glass be so strong?
Shatterproof glass.
Can I try to go to that tube of water and just like break that or like
one
just...
of the things attached to it?
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna hop on top of it. I'm gonna flash my guns.
All right.
Yeah.
21.
It surrenders.
Ugh. It surrenders.
You put your back into one of the pipes and you start to shove against with all of your weight on the other one. Some of the bolts sort of pop out and a little bit of water starts to leak out of the top.
Mm.
Then we're going over to Arok's turn.
Just like trying to take out this cannon is ridiculous. Could I make it up to where the hard hat dude is at? Let me do that.
How are you going to climb up it though?
Well, he's scaffolding, right? Then I could use Shadow Step and go back up there.
So you leap up onto the scaffolding and you're able to teleport the rest of the way. Mm-hmm. And when you appear like up in the corner of this control operator room next to this magman,
I'm gonna throw a dagger through his back.
It's still alive. It turns over back to you. And the knife that's stuck in his back is just orange hot now. It's just like heating up as it sits there.
Could I attack him with my commas?
Sure.
Or at least one comma, right?
Yeah, so you drop down with your remaining hand and you swing.
12.
And it ducks out of the way, and your comma just glances off of the stone. Oh. So your turn's up. It's going to be Graham's turn.
Oh, I'm so stupid.
Okay.
She's still on her back?
No. I mean, was I able to get up?
You can get up. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
It's just like a little bit of a breakdance move. Yeah.
Oh, I've still got it. I'm going to go and join Zula. I look at the tank and I say, Zula, it's the idol from my vision.
No fucking way.
And I go, let's bust this bad boy open. And I'm going to hit that thing with my regular frying pan first. Okay. I mean, I don't know what it's hit.
Your frying pan bounces off of it.
All right, we're going to get heavy duty here. Spiritual weapon.
So your real frying pan doesn't work, so suddenly a bright purple spectral one appears behind you.
That's 25.
So you duck your head into your shell as your frying pan flies right over it and slams into this thing and make the tiniest little crack in the glass.
Zula, I'm not doing much good over here. I'm going to trust you to do your best, but I'm going to move on.
You got it.
So on the Magman's turns, another cannon. That's one with no ladder, so there's only like 3 pieces of ammo left up there. So Zula, make a dexterity saving throw as this thing comes at you.
It's nothing. I get hit.
So this thing is going to crash by your legs and by these pieces of machinery and explode. You're going to take 14 fire damage as it hits you, as all these pieces of rock have flown everywhere from the explosion. You see there's like a little piece of the glass has chipped off.
Yeah.
Gram's going to get chased down by some of these magmans. So they're trying to attack her, and she's fending them off with her frying pan. And Arok. Arok, you're critted by construction hat guy.
Oh, my God.
I'm rooting for construction hat guy at this point.
Good for construction hat guy.
You're rooting for him?
He's a cutie.
He's doing his best.
He, like, brings his elbow back and hits a thing on the cannon. The cannon starts spinning to the left, and then he swings his fist and is going to hit you right in the face with it.
Wow.
And you take 14 fire damage.
Wait till my turn.
Wait till my
fuck you up.
Zula, you're up. They're collecting around you, so they're starting to like climb up this machine.
Okay, I want to kind of like egg one on, like over the crack.
Okay.
And then once it's there, I want to just like bring my axe right down on it.
As these magmen start to climb up, you aim for one that's right near this glass. Go ahead and make your attack roll.
It's an 11.
11 total?
Yeah. But I'm going to do it twice because I can attack twice.
So it sort of drops down to one hand to avoid your attack, and you bing, just bounce right off the glass. Mm, okay. But you can swing again.
I got a nat one.
She's doing the full spectrum right here, man.
I was doing too good.
Again, the thing just swings to the other arm now, and it just like laughs. And when you hit the side of the glass, it vibrates again, and this time you drop your great axe.
Oh,
and
my God.
It falls 15 feet under the ground and clinks. Oh, at the feet of the magmans. You're still at the top of this machine, and it is Arak's turn.
This thing just burned me in the face, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going at it with my commas.
All right, swing.
The good old faces.
You're going to explode him, so I'm going to need you to make a dexterity saving throw as well.
I'm a little sad now.
So you had sympathy because he had a hard hat on?
That humanizes him.
Where did he get this hard hat? There's so many questions.
Is he the only one with the hard hat? The one that controls cannon?
Maybe his brain never fully like softened.
Oh,
or
so
like
gave
hardened,
him a
you know?
Hard hat.
I take my comma and go from his right shoulder all the way down to his left hip area and just try to just cut him in half.
Continue the spin so that you can lift your cloak. You don't even look at the explosion behind you as this thing just erupts from the midsection and
in slow motion too.
Like Graham said, in slow motion the construction hat just spirals.
Oh, so sad.
Just spirals from the tower. She sees it. Just smoking.
She looks up at the tower. Like,
oh. No.
Okay, so he's gone.
Yeah, he's gone. It's still your turn.
And so do I have power over this cannon now?
You've got the controls in front of you.
And she's still on the water tank thing?
Yep. Ton of magmen around it. Like she's in a rock concert and they're the audience.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Could I shoot the audience?
Sure. So you hop in front of these dials and you look over and you see that there's a mirror here that's like pointing up at the cannon, and there's a little magman guy in it, and he's holding out a thumbs up to you like, I'm ready to go.
And I just look at him.
In the center is this big red button.
11. It's like half good.
Yeah, I'm okay. That's better than 10. So you hit somewhere into the sea of magmen. There's a chain of explosions as a bunch of them are kicked up in the air and then explode again.
4th of July comes early this year. Better backflip off of that thing or something. I'm going to shoot that thing.
I'm going to jump towards my axe.
You jump right down into a sea of these guys and you pick up your axe. pull it out from under one of them and he falls down. And what do you do?
I'm going to just like swing in a nice sharp circle.
Okay.
Hopefully I get one of them. Hopefully it lands on the dome. We'll see.
So you're right next to this water tank and you're surrounded by five of them and you're just going to swing and hope for the best.
Yeah. 15.
Okay. One of them splits right in half and explodes. Let's have a couple of them make saving throws. Immediately the two on either side of it explode as well. I'm going to have you make 3 saving throws.
Oh my god. 7, 9, and then 11.
Okay.
I'm going
to
die.
Are you close to death? Yeah. So you're going to take a total of 21 fire damage from the resulting chain explosion.
Dude.
I'm dying.
Stop.
Like
Stop
usual.
Dying.
It's my MO
you
to die.
You fly backwards into the water tower that you were just in front of and crack through the glass. Yeah. And this water just pours out. Magmans all over the place. You're like, oh, la, la, la. And they all and they all just start running for the exit. As you slide to a stop on the concrete, you take 10 points of healing as this strange water washes over you. And this idol is shaking a little bit on the ground.
Is she that close to it? She could grab it? Or?
She is close to it, yeah.
Well, grab the idol.
I will.
So you pick it up, and you see the magmans are, like, running around, and they're just scattering off.
It's very sad.
They're starting little bitty fires in the woods as they go.
Did we just ruin a bunch of jobs?
Yeah. What's this going to do to the economy?
Deodore's lair. What if she's still here? Does the cave go deeper?
It looks like there's smaller exits from this main room.
I want to peer down one of the hallways.
You see that this cave ends in like a staircase that's leading down.
Wow.
Ooh, we've got stairs.
And Eric and Zula are right behind you, and you see that the stairs grow more jagged and steep as they descend into darkness. You also hear the quiet sound of running water, and you notice a series of pipes running along the wall and twisting with the jagged staircase.
Let us go.
So you light up a torch, and the three of you descend the stairs deeper into Deodora's lair. And Grangram, as you take your first few steps down the stairs, you hear Aldaith's voice as if it's coming right from this idol in your grip. And she says,
"We're almost there."
Aldaith, I feel so special.
How come everybody has their own voices talking to them? I have none.
And with that, we are done with episode 9 of Roll For It.
Where in episode 10, Arok gets his own voice.
For episode 10, we do something a little bit different with our random monster. We've narrowed our list of 100 down to 12. So who wants to roll a d12?
I don't. That's a lot of pressure.
To decide the final?
I'll do it.
All right.
4.
Bum, bum, bum!
Ugh.
It's the toaster.
It's the stench cow.
No! That would be the worst end of the season.
Can the adventurers rescue the adventurers at the bottom of the lake?
Ooh.
Will everybody survive the journey?
Probably not.
What's your biggest question that you want answered in episode 10?
How did they get there?
Yeah, I probably like the whole purpose of everything, like why the idol was over there, what they were doing with that.
Yeah, no, it looks like, it sounded like they were turning the water into potions or something. Because there's empty glass bottles, and then that water healed me, and then there are tubes going from that to the conveyor belt. It sounded like capitalism.
My biggest thing is I still want to know who keeps shipping monsters to Ted in the lobby. Will we find out?
You have to subscribe. That's an Amazon feature. Oh. Good job, everybody, and we'll see you next time. Thanks, everybody, for listening.
Bye.
Bye.
This has been Roll For It.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, this is DM Jake. Thanks so much for listening to the pod. We can't tell you how much we appreciate your support. If you want more adventures from these characters, we're continuing the story live each week on our Twitch channel, twitch.tv/rollfortpod. Tune in to watch the cast take on levels 11 through 20 and interact with us as we play. You can catch sessions you might have missed on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/rollfortpod. See you there.